It's Tuesday, October 29th, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Mines and Energy Ministry, in partnership with the World Bank, is conducting a national energy survey and affordability study from October 7 to 11 November. This nationwide study aims to assess socio-economic conditions, identify developmental needs, and support policies for poverty reduction, as well as sustainable development by advancing universal energy access. Here's Ten Hashio Shange Hashela, the organization's public relations officer.
The exercise will include a certain of assessments, and this will include household surveys, which will analyze energy access and affordability at the household level. It will also include community and public institution surveys, and this will then give the overview of energy access in communities and public institutions.
The CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia highlighted the concerning increase in cancer diagnoses worldwide, especially in low- and middle-income countries. He underscored the substantial influence of lifestyle changes on cancer trends, urging for urgent investments in cancer control and treatment throughout the African continent. Here is Rolf Hansen.
And in many African countries, for instance, still, there are almost no campaigns, or some countries have got no access to treatment for their patients. And then such African patients would have to go to a neighboring country. In Southern Africa, the picture is at least better. In Namibia, for instance, everyone has access to cancer screening and treatment, even if they're state patient.
To South Africa, the DA is urging government to address a serious shortage of environmental health practitioners amid rising food poisoning cases. The organization's Michelle Clark says this shortage affects food inspections, especially in crowded areas, putting public health at risk. Clark calls for emergency funding to hire more environmental health practitioners and prevent further health issues related to unsafe food.
The latest figures show that South Africa has only got 1,712 EHPs, a fraction of the 6,203 required for adequate coverage. South Africa falls drastically short of this benchmark, achieving only 27.6% of the ideal complement nationwide.
South African grocery retailer Pick n Pay has announced its decision to exit Nigeria by selling its 51% stake in a joint venture as part of its restructuring efforts outside its home market. According to CEO Sean Summers, says Reuters, the retailer, which operates two stores in Nigeria, entered the market less than 5 years ago through a partnership with AG Leventers from Nigeria. Elon Musk is being sued for his lottery-style stunt after he started giving away $1 million per day to one lucky voter. Philadelphia's district attorney is taking legal action against the tech billionaire and his political action committee, with the U.S. Justice Department warning the scheme might violate federal law. With the report for us, is Benji Haya.
Elon Musk began giving $1 million a day to a registered voter who signed a petition pledging support for the First and Second Amendments of the Constitution, and $100 to Pennsylvania voters who signed the petition, all as part of his campaign to back former President Donald Trump's bid for the White House. It is illegal in America to pay someone to vote, but Musk insists he isn't technically paying people to register. Still, Philadelphia's prosecutor is seeking an injunction. He says Musk is lulling citizens to give up their personal identifying information and make a political pledge in exchange for the chance to win the money, arguing in a filing on Monday that this effort is unlawful. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.